And now, James Gravel.
In Luke 11, verses 2 through 4, we see Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray. In that model prayer, Christ had already instructed the disciples to pray reverently and to pray that God's will would be done. He also taught them that it was acceptable to ask God for physical blessings, like daily food, as well as forgiveness of sins. The last thing that Jesus taught his disciples to pray was this: Father, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Notice very carefully what Jesus did not tell his disciples. He did not suggest that they pray, Father, do not tempt us. Rather, he instructed them to pray, do not lead us into temptation. There is a critically important distinction between these two statements. Here is that distinction. James 1 verse 13 says, Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. This is why Jesus did not tell his disciples to pray, Do not tempt us. As James 1:13 makes clear, that is something God would never do. However, it is one thing for God to tempt someone to do evil, and quite another thing for him to allow us to face temptation. In considering this distinction, remember Paul's admonition in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, No temptation has overcome you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. While Jesus did not teach his disciples to ask God not to tempt them, he did make it clear that it was perfectly acceptable for them to ask God to protect them from temptation. We, today, should remember this distinction and apply it daily in our own prayer lives. At the same time, however, we should remember that temptation comes from Satan, not from God, and we should have the same firm conviction of our faith that the patriarch Job exhibited when he said, Though he slay me, still will I serve him. Job 13, verse 15. What a blessing prayer is in our daily lives.